Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Aaron driving a semi-truck on I-5 is. Aaron, are you there?
I am here.
Time for you to get out of the studio, sir.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, Aaron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's right. Asics, Toms, and UGG are brands of what?
Boots.
Can you be more generic? Yes. In which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Would that be the Army?
No.
Air Force?
No.
Navy?
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Lay eggs.
Correct. How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
3.
Yes. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Raggedy Andy.
Correct. In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Quebec?
No.
Pass.
What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
C?
No.
B.
Yes. All right, with that, you got 8 correct, and that is a fine score there, Aaron. Yeah. That's how I'm feeling on the inside. Woohoo.
Oh, yeah?
Woohoo. Steve?
Yes?
Welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Hope you're feeling a little pressure.
Ooh. How many pressure makes.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
That Out of This World?
No.
Crap, it was a show that was right around that time. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes. Oh. Asics, Toms, and UGG are types of what?
Shoes.
Yes. Which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Let's go Army.
No.
Navy.
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Swim?
No.
Fly?
No.
Have sex for pleasure.
No. Wow. How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
I believe it's 3.
It is. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Andy.
Yes.
Raggedy Andy?
In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Oh, crap. Edmonton.
No.
Saskatchewan.
No.
Winnipeg.
No. What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
Bottom left? What?
Yes, the bottom left of a standard keyboard. What letter appears there?
C?
No.
B?
No.
E?
No.
F?
No.
U?
Wow.
Steve, you got
Z.
You had Z.
Yeah,
he can see now. He took off his blindfold. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a lovely score, but it's not good enough to beat our friend Aaron, who scored 8.
Wow.
Aaron wins 8-6. Nice. Congratulations, Aaron.
Woo-hoo. Great
There's
game,
that
my man.
Again. So let's go through this real quickly. No, platypuses, I'm not sure if they have sex for pleasure or not, but they...
I know dolphins do.
They do lay eggs.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I mean, in order to lay those eggs, no.
Oh, my. The Canadian province that is home to Wayne Gretzky is Ontario. And then eventually you got to the letter Z when Z. You cheated and took your blindfold off.
The Daily Mix Show.
Ultimate Classic Rock just put together a list of the greatest power ballads in rock history. Coming in at number 5 is...
Okay, wrong one.
I wanna know what love is. I want you to show me.
Tyron's feeling it. Danny's shaking his head no. See, the funny thing is, Danny... is a fan of emo, but not emo from the 80s.
I don't like 80s music, number
At
one.
All.
It was like, what, 40 years ago?
That was 20 years ago.
Also.
Only 20 years ago.
Power battles, ballads just kill me, man. Like, it's just like these like guys with long hair and spandex singing like love ballads. I'm like, I don't need this.
Power ballads is how they got laid, man. That's how they were able to get women to come to the show.
You
cool.
Bring it down a notch.
I'm not a woman. Fair.
On the list of Ultimate Classic Rock's greatest power ballads, this is number 4.
Don't stop. See, I don't consider this a ballad, though. It's too upbeat.
Way too upbeat.
Like, I know power ballads eventually build to maybe, like, having a little bit more of an upbeat vibe to them, but I've never would have considered Journey's Don't Stop Believing to be a ballad. I just consider it to be
they
trash.
They have a lot of other, like, what about Faithfully? Like, that's a Journey power ballad, right?
I would agree with you on that. Also trash, but...
So-
I'm not a Journey fan.
So what power ballads made the top 3? We're going to go track by track where we have the top 3 songs. We'll start with the drums.
Okay.
And then we'll build instrument by instrument, track by track, and you have to guess the song. So let's grab Ray on I-5 North. Ray, what is your favorite power ballad?
Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
Oh, dude, I get so fired up whenever we play that song. I ain't going to lie. Instantly picked you picture Tawny Kitaen on the car.
Yeah, the Jaguars.
Yes.
All right, Ray, we're going to go track by track with you, see if you can name this power ballad.
Okay, so this is the one that came in at number 3, and it's not Whitesnake, I'll tell you that much. Starting with drums. And a little bass, because there's not a lot of drums. I'll give you a hint, the bassist from the Pacific Northwest. All right, little guitar. And piano. And strings.
This is killing me. I can't figure it out.
Tara, do you got it?
I got it.
Danny?
Nope.
No idea. I feel like that drum fill is so iconic. Danny's got it.
Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
November Rain?
November
yeah.
Rain. Did you know that song was originally 20 minutes long?
Whoa.
And then they edited it down.
To like 8?
To a short like 8.5 minutes.
God.
I was like, I would love to hear the full 20-minute demo.
That's brutal.
Right?
Michael from Seattle, we're going to put you to the test. The second greatest power ballad according to ultimateclassicrock.com.
All right, we're going to start with the drums. Hint, this is a Seattle band. Throw a little bass. Think 80s. Need some guitar?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
What do you think, Michael?
Oh, man, I've heard it. And it's on the tip of my tongue, man.
Danny still doesn't have it.
Oh,
Heart. Yes. Heart Alone. I always forget about that song. And how about it's considered to be the number two ballad of all time?
That might be my one of my favorite Heart songs right there.
Are we going to get to number one?
Number one is going to be Matthew in Redmond helping us out here track by track.
Are you ready, Matthew?
Good morning. Yes, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Starting with, and also, I don't consider this to be a rock song.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Give you some bass. Taryn? No. Mm. Matthew still doesn't know. Danny's not going to get it.
No.
All right. Little guitar.
Phil Collins?
Not Phil Collins.
Oh. No.
Is it Prince?
Oh.
What? How does Danny? Would you consider that to be a... I mean, I know it has... It's rock adjacent. I just wouldn't... If I'm thinking about the rock's greatest power ballads, I would not put that at number one.
I mean, Prince is one of the greatest guitar players to ever walk this earth.
You're not... I'm not... No lies detected. I'd put it like Home Sweet Home before this, though. Mm. Okay. Which is vibing, Danny.
I can tell.
Give it to me. No! Okay, fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shaquille O'Neal is part of the cast of Inside the NBA. It's Shaq with Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, and Charles Barkley.
Now, Ernie and Kenny are great, but honestly, I'm not even a big basketball fan, but if I'm like flipping around and I see Shaq and Charles Barkley on camera at the same time, I'm sticking around.
They're hilarious.
They are great together.
They are. And Monday night, they were kind of breaking down what happened during the Clippers game that evening. But then there was some sort of a bathroom emergency that occurred, and Shaq had to take off.
Did you see the video of this?
Yes.
I mean, it's just so nonchalant. He just gets up and just walks off, like as if like people aren't going to notice that a 7 foot something tall dude is just leaving the set.
The other thing about Kawhi is...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
I just love that. Bad choice of words, but Charles Barkley constantly just gives him ass.
Yes.
Oh, hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
After 40,
you can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless you've been drinking olive oil
to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut. Hey, listen.
I just hope we got enough matches around here.
Please turn his mic off. That's all.
Oh, man, if the producers hated Shaq, they would have kept those. Or if they hated everybody, they would have just kept the microphones on.
Oh, so bad.
I don't ever want to follow. If I went to a bathroom, not to get gross, but if I get into a bathroom and Shaq was walking out of that stall, I think I would try and find a different stall to go in.
Use the ladies' room, Steve. It's okay.
It's okay. I get a pass.
When Shaq came back, he had this to say.
Drinking that water.
Drinking that water, huh?
Chuck, so damn.
Oh, so he's trying to say it was just a number one. I mean, water's not going to make you go any other direction, right?
I don't think so.
So damn much.
What do you mean?
Finish your point so we can go to break.
We waiting on you, fool!
I'm sitting here like, shut the hell up and hurry up. Sorry about that, America.
Oh, God, that's so mortifying, though.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, thankfully. I mean, when I was pregnant, I would have some like moments where I was like, I have to pee and I have to pee now.
But it's just go time.
It's now. It's got to be now. To the point where
Sid had that too, and there were times where I'm like, there's a Panera, let's go.
You know, I mean, I drive an hour to work, so I had bathroom stops like mapped out on my route.
Okay, that's awesome.
It was never to the point where there was like some, you know, chaotic emergency situation like poor Shaq had to deal with, but I definitely had to like pre-plan my commute because it was very rare that I could make it all the way to work without having to stop for the bathroom.
And I don't know if you're like, I feel like it's everybody. Once it gets in your head, even if like, you know, your body's like, no, we still got some time. But once your mind settles on the fact that you have to go to the bathroom for number one, whatever, it's just like, if this doesn't happen right now, I'm screwed.
And you can't stop thinking about it. It just overpowers every thought. It's awful.
No, I've never been pregnant. Some would say I had the body type of one. But I remember there was one time where I was driving home and I had too much water. And I was like, I'm not even going to make it into my house. Yeah. Like, oh, I had to go so bad, number one. And I remember getting out of my car, and I'm like, there's a couple stairs from the garage to get. I'm like, if I even step on one of those steps, I'm toast. So I just ended up just going and taking care of it in the bushes in the back alley of where my house is, where the garage was at my old house.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, if one of my neighbors sees this, they're going to be like, what the F is wrong with him? He's at his house, but he's still using nature to go use as the bathroom.
I mean, Steve, out where we live, nature is used a lot as the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, for you? Yeah, I'm actually shocked that you even have a bathroom inside your home.
Well, we don't need any of the gnarly details, but what about you, Rockaholics? When did nature call and the timing was just awful? Maybe it was a work thing. Maybe you were on a date. It could be anywhere. 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear those stories. We do not need all the gnarly details, but we do want to know, when did nature call at the absolute worst time?
Although we're a little worried about maybe people go too gnarly, so Danny just goes, hey, we should make sure we keep our finger, no pun intended, on the dump button.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to hear a story from someone, Steve, who might be the worst friend in history.
Okay.
But first, we're going to chat with Doug from Olympia. Doug, tell us about the time that nature called at a terrible time.
Me and a couple of buddies were, Rymo and Harrington, were on this state capitol campus, ate a bunch of mushrooms at night, and then, you know, it gets in your tummy and you feel it gurgling and you're like, uh-oh. And so it was nighttime, but, you know, I had to drop trowel on the lawn of the Capitol building and go, and no toilet paper, so I had to use my socks, and I left those behind, and then we went on our way.
Doug, you shared that story and it instantly reminded me of a time. It was in college, and I always bring this on my buddy Andy Whipple. I always give him the hardest time about this, and he's now a dad of a couple kids. But same thing happened. We were going to a bar. We might have enjoyed some hallucinogenic stuff as well. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, well, we're almost to the bar. He's like, I can't wait. Drops trowel in the middle of the street in Plattsburgh, New York. As he's doing that, he's like, Migs, I need toilet paper. I'm like, I don't have toilet paper. He's like, grab a leaf. So now I'm jumping, trying to get leaves off of the tree. As this is happening, mind you, this is like 6-7 o'clock at night. It's not that late. An entire movie theater lets out. And there's Andy just doing what he's doing, and I'm jumping. Oh, and I gotta leave. We look like the biggest moron. So you brought up that story. It instantly reminded me of that moment.
And Doug, I have a question. Was it the left sock or the right sock?
Well, I don't know. I started with one, and it wasn't enough. So.
And then he woke up the next day and was just like, where did my socks go?
206-803-ROCK. Dustin from Bellevue, when did nature call at a really awful time?
So one time I was in a work truck. We have assigned trucks. So me and my buddy ended up taking a different truck that wasn't assigned to us. And we were stuck in traffic on I-5. And I really had to pee. So I had my coworker pull over. And I ended up going in a jug, and I left it in the truck. And the next morning, the guy that was assigned to the truck, let's just say he wasn't too pleased that I left it in there.
Oh, man. And then you're in that weird dilemma of, like, I want to have this removed, but I also want to make the guy who did this remove it, but I don't want to be in the truck with this thing.
No.
That sucks. Apple juice. Yeah, right.
206-803-ROCK. Ron from Everett, when did nature call it the worst time?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I was driving on my way to my martial arts class in my nice white gi. And I noticed about halfway through the ride that I had to go to the bathroom. And I kept telling myself, I can make it. I can make it. It's only a couple more minutes. I can make it. And then when I get there, I made the mistake of drinking an energy drink before I left for the class. Sure. And by the time I stepped out of the car, the whole weight of the bladder just hit me like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. As I'm walking to the class, I couldn't. There was too many people around. There was no place to pee. It just happened. And I turned around and drove back home in the drive of shame.
Well, Ron, it could have been worse. Instead of getting your yellow belt, you could have gotten your brown belt. So, I mean, it really well worked out for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.